Do you want to be healthy?
Yes.
Do you want to eat healthy food?
Yes.
Okay, so when you go home today, what will you tell your parents? What will you tell your mommy?
For these students at Vaiatu Primary School, the importance of nutrition and exercise is becoming a top priority through the Healthy Learner, Healthy Fiji initiative launched this week. Fiji's Health Minister, Rosie Akbar, opened the inauguration of the program with the hope that the next generation will lead the change in reducing diabetes, which kills hundreds of Fijians every year. The program was developed by Australia's RMIT University and an Australian-based charity, Reach for Your Future. Ganesh Sen, president of Reach for Your Future, says it is important to focus on younger Fijians to prevent diabetes becoming an issue in the first place.
Our target is primary schools. So that's the idea, is to get them young, get them sort of, you know, into a program where they realize that how important the diet and active lifestyle is. I'm hoping that this message will go back to home and to the community, and going back, taking the message back through younger people.
Do you think that programs like these and actions like these will eventually prevent people from dying and, you know, reduce costs of the healthcare system and so on? Are you trying to see results like that?
Yes, this is purely a preventative mechanism. So, you know, a lot of organizations come and do a lot of curative type of program where people are already pre-diabetes or diabetic, and they give them, you know, a guideline as to how, and particularly diabetic educators, how they can look after themselves and make sure that they, you know, manage the disease. What we're trying to do is making sure that kids, the children and young learners are aware of how to prevent this disease from, you know, how to prevent the disease from happening in the first place. So this is what the message is prevention, as you know, is prevention is better than cure.
Ronnie Bateman, health science lecturer at RMIT University, is supervising his students as they launch a program in classrooms. He says the program is a great benefit to his students who are developing practical knowledge in health promotion.
Our students, hopefully, have really learned a lot. These students are really expanding on their knowledge and also on their sense of self. You know, for instance, you know, we're still coming across, infection control or work health safety issues, just like we do in Australia, but in such a different context. These RMIT students, you know, are learning quite a lot about non-communicable diseases and their proliferation, not only in the Pacific here, especially diabetes, but also hopefully getting a sense of it, of our problem back home in Australia.